So I invite you to just relax in your chair, sit back, take a breath. Close your eyes and just be in. Be inward and focused on your heart, on your being, that beautiful being that you brought in this room today. And let that being in the chair receive each breath as a blessing of your humanity, and receive each heartbeat as a blessing of your divinity. And know that the Star Mothers, the Pleiadian teachers, are here with us, just as the entourage of Kryon is here with us. And together, that wisdom, that ancient wisdom, and the love for all humanity comes through.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. I'll say it again, for there are those teachers in the room, those listening, who would say, I am still amazed at how quickly Kryon comes in. Because in a past energy, a human could not contain that kind of a shift that quickly. And I tell you this, dear ones, that this is the way of it in a new energy. That the man in the chair who teaches you is simply a heartbeat away from having me come in. Because I live there in the DNA. If you believe in the higher self, you understand. You have God inside, and you don't have to turn it on and turn it off. You don't. You don't have to turn on love and turn off love. You don't. And spirit is the same. And in this new energy, you commingle with divine things. Humans are funny because they don't want to think certain things are sacred. You're at the bar with friends. And you're talking and having a good time. Love is there. God is there. Joy is there. Did you know that? You don't have to turn and bow and dress and go to a building to have these things happen. They're everywhere, all the time, no matter who you are or what you do. God is there. All is there. And that brings me to this place. A consciousness place where I say to those listening for the first time, this is a workshop about the core information of God, spirit, creative source, whatever you want to say, core information taught today and tomorrow about what the Pleiadians brought you. Not just with 23 pairs of chromosomes, not just with a DNA change. What did they teach? What was it, and how did they do it? What is the core information that was given to the planet 50,000 years ago? To 30,000 to 50, what was the core information that those from another place gave you? And now you might say we're in trouble. There are those whose eyes are rolling, listening to this. Ah, he's now talking about ETs. Maybe I ought to change what I'm listening to. Well, before you do, I have a question. If you're listening to this, if you're here, there's probably a reason. You are perhaps awakening to some kind of spirituality within you. Maybe you don't want to go all the way and get too strange. So let me ask you this. Would it be okay if you looked for a moment and visualized something with me? Here comes an angel. Glorious. What have you been told about angels? Interdimensional, perhaps, shining like the sun, perhaps. Angels always have appeared to men and startled them. Men and women will gather around and an angel will show up and they'll all be on their faces. Often with fear, because the energy is so great, is so amazing. They recognize off-worldly energy. And here comes the angel. And the angel says the word that angels always say. Fear not. Don't be afraid of what you're feeling or what you're seeing. And so the humans will get up and listen. And then the angel says to you, alone, would it be okay if you sat at my feet for a while and I'll give you the information of the universe? Would that be all right with you? And some of you would say, well, I can't believe my luck. An angel knows my name, is talking to me. And how can you resist? Because that's why you're here. That's why you're listening. That's what you're feeling. And you sit at the feet of the angel, and the angel starts to reveal not just a plan, but the love of God, the attributes of humanity, the idea of what a soul is about. An interesting seed is planted in you that you're more than biology, that part of what makes the angel an angel actually is part of you too. That inside your DNA has been implanted angelic energy, and you feel it. And you know that in some way you're part of this creative source. It's what brings you perhaps to your knees or to the chair, or what makes you interested in worshiping at all on the planet. You know there's a creator. But the angel starts to tell you, well, it's more than that. Inside you, there's a plan. You came to the earth and you were magnificent and perfect. That's a little different than perhaps you were told. You got free choice, just like in the Garden of Eden. You know that story. You got free choice, and you can walk away or you can stay. At any time you want, you can say, I've had it, I'm leaving. You don't have to stay. You don't have to listen. You don't have to believe. You don't have to act any way at all. But if you want to, you can stay and you can listen. And then the truth starts to be unveiled. And every piece of that truth is magnificent, startlingly perfect, filled with things that you were never told, and they make sense. And those of you who trust your intuition to vibrate one way or the other, like conscious muscle testing, it's got to ring with truth or you're not going to stay. It's got to ring or you're not going to stay. And it rings and rings and rings. And then the angel says to you, have you had enough? And you say, no. You have no trouble being loved, do you? You can imagine yourself sitting for years, just pausing perhaps for meals and going home and coming back. And that angel will be there, always there. And the voice of the angel, nothing like it. She is stellar. She's stellar. Now what if, just what if, I'll define the angel differently than what you've ever been told? There are places in this galaxy where there are planets like yours who have had societies for millions of years that have gone into what I'm going to call ascension status. Biology that started like yours, that has God inside like you do, with the same creative source and the same God and the same love, that were designed literally as teachers to come here to change your DNA approximately 200,000 years ago and begin a teaching with free choice to let you decide, human being, which direction, light or dark, will you go? And in that free choice, there is something else that I cannot tell you or describe to you because it's beyond understanding. Your decision changes the galaxy. That angel was a Pleiadian. Does that change anything? You said, well, wait a minute. Yes, I thought the angel was from God. It is. That Pleiadian comes in an ascension status, shining like the sun, with the attributes of any of the masters you've ever met on this planet, except not human. The Pleiadian represents pure consciousness in the form it has taken. And she comes as a female because that is the softest, most commensurate gender for teaching. It's mother. And you listen to mother. A father will give you rules and give you discipline. A father will make you shake in your boots if the father speaks loud enough. But a mother filled with understanding, compassion, patience, love. And the angel is a mother, a Pleiadian mother. The teaching of today will expand that and talk about the Pleiadian mothers who taught the core information to children and adults alike and how they did it and what they said and what the attributes were, the symbols they used, the light language that was involved, and the complexities that are not being shown that will be there. The beauty and the benevolence and the revelation of the core of the Creator. And the reason for this, all of this, and the exposure of this today and from now on is because of the shift that has happened in 2012 at the precession of the equinoxes and the prophecies that said it, this would be a return to the core, an elevation in human consciousness, in caring and compassion that you can see in the news. The things that are starting to be exposed and be transparent that have been in the dark forever. The darkness is running from you because everywhere you walk, you shine light in dark corners and expose things. There are those walking around who say, it's a terrible time. Look at all the stuff that's happening. Not understanding it was always happening. It was just in the dark. This is the way of it today. This is the earth that you have landed in at whatever age you are. And you might say, well, it's nice to sit here and listen to you and have a time of such peaceful revelation. Reasons for things that I can't imagine. Learning that I can hardly wait to hear, yes. But I want to tell you something. This isn't just for right now. For the things that we give you now are for when you leave, not for now. It's for you leave the room, when you get up out of the chair, when you go to work tomorrow. When you start to realize that you can implement everything we speak of in a benevolent way that will change your energy, those around you, and heal that which you've come to have healed. Now I'll make a statement. Long ago, I told my partner that channeling in general from the central source cannot be proprietary. It cannot be sequestered, and it should not be sold. That it should be available for the planet as much as possible. And that is when my partner then put all of the recordings on the World Wide Web and was careful not to put any restrictions around them. No permissions, nothing to sign up for, so that individuals could hear the cryon messages all over the planet and in many languages without any encumbrances, without any rules for it. And they could make up their mind what is being said, and they can listen with their own minds and spirituality and decide if it's for them or if it's not for them and do whatever they wish. And I told him this was the prerequisite of the work. God is not proprietary. Love is free. The Creator in you wants to be known. And it's not evangelistic. It's simply there to be seen. Like a tree in the woods is there in its magnificence to be seen, touched, hugged, or ignored. But when you hug it, you connect. And now I'm going to say the same thing about the information from the teaching wheel that will be presented today and tomorrow and other times as well. It is not proprietary. The information can be dispensed. The illustrations can be photographed. All of the information is for everyone. And in that, there will be those who take it in inappropriate places and do it incorrectly. There will be those who wrap it up, call it something else, and sell it. It's all there in the field. I can see it coming. But truth will seek its highest level when it comes to these core teachings. Beware of anyone who takes this work and sequesters it for themselves, or renames it, or sells it in a way that is inappropriate. Let the knowledge be free. Let the information that has been given in these channelings about it be free. Let all that is presented be available for all who wish to see it. This is the beginning of a series of these teachings. One thing before I go. Back to the angel. She's still there. She's still asking, would it be okay if I visited you every day? Would it be okay if I called you by your light name that you can't really even hear? And when I call you by your light name, you'll feel me. Oh, would it be all right if I brought some others with me? And you'd say, well, I don't know. Who are they? And then she would look at you and say, well, they're the ones you think are gone. And they're not. And they want to show up. And they want to let you smell them and hear them and remember them. So you'll know they're not gone. They just changed a little. It's all part of a love energy that is so big that it defies any kind of definition you've ever heard from any leader, any spiritualist ever. It's not singular. It's not an angel. It's a legion of love. Of love. It's bigger than big, and it sits in front of you and says, is it okay if we tell you how things work? Welcome to a new age, dear human, where there is an enablement going on of who you are, a recognition of magnificence of the human soul on earth. And so it is.